What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Return to Nature Funeral Home. It sounds like a lovely place. It sounds like this is a great way to lay someone to rest who you love. Let them go back into the world, into nature, find that peace, and be one again with the earth. Not quite the case at Return to Nature Funeral Home. They just stacked 190 people in the storeroom, in the bathroom, in the office, and pretty much anywhere they could. I'm really kind of amazed they had enough room to put 190 people in this building when you look at the size of it. More or less 190 bodies. Dead weight. I don't even know where to begin on this because it is so monstrous. I understand logistically how it could happen because there was so little oversight in the state of Colorado. There is so little oversight in the state of Colorado with the funeral home business that God knows if there's more of these out there. But let's talk about the psychology of being able to run a business like this. Siobhan Scott, that's a big question for you, psychotherapist and author. Takes a special type of individual to be able to do something like this.
You know, I've been saying for years, I have heard every possible strange human behavior imaginable. I have to say, this one has stumped me. The first thing I did is look up the mugshots of these people, this couple that run that business, and I expected to see something really bizarre, wild-eyed, crazy, bushy-haired, crazy. They look completely normal. So it's the strangest thing I ever heard. You wonder how they managed the odor, because that's how, you know, ultimately they were turned in. The neighbors said, we can't take this smell anymore. Mm-hmm. What in the world? What in the world were they thinking? My first thought was somebody's terribly mentally ill. Do they have a drug problem? I mean, what? There's no logic behind this at all. And I wish I could say I had some special insight about it, but this one has me stumped. It's weird. And I hope the state of Colorado decides we need to start doing some inspections, right? We inspect restaurants. We need to walk into a funeral home once a year and take notes.
One would think, I mean, it's one of those things you almost expect to have happen. You don't realize maybe it's not, if it's not taking place. I believe the excuse that was used by the husband in this was he was into taxidermy. And that's the excuse he was trying to tell the neighbors where this odor was coming out of this building. I'm even stumped at how they even went into the building.
Exactly.
Even if you're running the scam of we'll take your money and we're going to give you Quikrete in an urn and say it's Uncle Ernie. How do you get one in the building? I mean, that's toxic. I mean, that in itself could kill you.
Biohazard, the whole place. Yeah, it should be raised, I would think.
The EPA has stepped in now.
It's absolutely horrible. And this is so horrible for the families because I think, you know, regardless of religious beliefs, we all have a deep symbolic emotional attachment to our loved ones' remains. You know, if whether you have a burial somewhere or whether you scatter the ashes in a place that, you know, carries deep emotional meaning for you, this is a huge trauma for them. And it's part of the grieving process to have your loved one's remains, you know, whatever you do with them, it's really important to people. And I think to go, okay, this wasn't even mom's ashes. This was a jar of cement dust that we got here. I mean, whoa, what a horrible thing to do to people.
It's truly shocking. I didn't know where to go on it. I mean, are we talking about people with some sort of personality disorder here, mental disorder here, combinations of all of the above to be able to pull something like this off to get to 190? I mean, it's like a prom of dead bodies, basically.
Yeah. No, it is truly the strangest thing I've ever heard. I have to pause when I say that, because I go, I've heard lots of strange things, but this one takes the cake. And my first thought would be that they're really mentally ill.
Yeah.
But they don't appear mentally ill. And usually people who are that mentally ill, you get the sense by their appearance.
Yeah.
But is it a case of a whole bunch of weird things? Very likely a whole bunch of weird things together, because this is so strange.
I think there's more to it than we are meeting the eye with right now. At least I hope there is. I mean, I hope there's some sort of sense that comes into this other than we just collected 190 bodies. I don't know.
I have a feeling a book will be written about this, maybe a TV movie. I don't know that I want to watch the movie, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a Lifetime movie anytime soon. No. Candace Cameron stars as the funeral home director. Be an interesting one for the holidays.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest.
They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.